Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
You've got their fantail. You've got your fantail ready. Just hold that in your hand. We're going to use that later in the service. I'm just going to open in prayer this morning. Father God, we just want to thank you that the name of Jesus reigns. The name of Jesus is powerful. It's wondrous. It's beautiful. It saves. It heals. And we lift up your name, Jesus, today. We declare the name of Jesus in all the heavens. And on behalf of this planet, we declare the name of Jesus today. Name above every name. Every knee will bow. Every knee that's ever been formed and ever will bow. And every tongue will sing praises and glorify your holy name. We'll celebrate on that great day. Every tongue will proclaim the glorious wonder of our King. And Father, we pray that as we go through today's word, Father, our hearts are open, our ears are alert, because we want to grow and we want to change, be closer to you. We want to have eyes like you have eyes, to see what you see. To see in the spirit realm, to see the natural realm, to see beyond ourselves, Father God. Today we want to have eyes to see what you see. In Jesus' mighty name. And we all said, amen. Amen. Well, no doubt it's a powerful day in the house today. And the first service was amazing as well. There was a very strong peace in the first service, and which is absolutely fantastic. But today I have a word, and it's called God eyes. God eyes. And I love this. It's about having a perspective like God has a perspective. You know, when God looks at you, how does he see you? He wants you to be able to see that. When God looks at your friends, how do you see your friends? He wants you and I to be able to see that. When God looks at the world we live in and all of its circumstances, you know, it's possible for us to see it the way God sees it and not just the way we see it on Channel 10 or Channel 9 or 7. There's God perspective. It's having God eyes. Who would like to have vision like God has vision in their life? Amen? Amen. So God eyes. Today's scripture is Psalms 102, verse 19. This is what it says. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven the Lord viewed the earth. There is a sanctuary in which God views the earth. And we're going to have a bit of a look when we get the fantail out today of how God sees our life and sees the earth. Could you imagine seeing what God sees? Like, isn't that a mind blower? Like, really? To imagine to be able to see what God sees from the outer rims of the universe to the insides of a flea. He can see it all in just a moment, in one glance. From the worst of humanity to the purest of heart. The person who has given up on life to the possibilities that they could obtain. To have a God eye, to be able to see what he sees. I believe this, to obtain a God perspective is to have a perspective of possibilities. Let me say that again. For us to have a God perspective is for us to have a perspective of possibility. Amen? I love that word, possibility. It's so big and large. God sees not just what has been, not just what is, but he sees the possibilities in everything. When we look at ourselves and others, we see what they have, done and what they are doing. But God sees possibilities of who they can become and where they could possibly go in their lives. There's a story in the Bible of Phineas. Does anyone know the story of Phineas in the Bible? So we're all familiar with Israel in the desert for 40 years, or the Jews, the Hebrews, in the desert for 40 years. Well, there's a part of the story right at the end. And they were about to enter the promised land, but there were a Midianite people. And the Midianites worshipped every god except for the Lord God Almighty, the true God. And so the Jews were about to enter the promised land, and the guys, the Jewish guys, were laying with non-Jewish Midianite women. And the reason why that is so bad is because they didn't believe in the Lord God Almighty. And we have in the story that Zimri, one of the leaders of the tribe of Simeon, laid with a non-Jewish girl called Cosby, one of the Midianite king's daughters. And they did this at the entrance of the tabernacle. Now, God said to Moses and the leaders that his wrath was roaring, and he was about to wipe out, I think it was 24,000 Israelites or Jews. And so Moses didn't want this to happen, so he called a meeting of all the leaders at the entrance of the tabernacle. And this event happened right at the entrance just to smite what was going on. Talk about deception, hey. But after 40 years, the Israelites forgot the promises of God. They no longer saw entering the promised land as a possibility. But Phineas rose up with righteous anger because his eye was set on the possibilities. His eye was set that there was a promise 40 years ago, and God's word would not return void for your life. Amen. That there was a promise, and he never lost sight. He remained with God eyes. Phineas remained with God eyes. And the Bible teaches us that he walked into the tent at the entrance of the tabernacle with a spear in his hand, and he speared both of them through while they were in the act of righteousness. That act right there stopped the wrath of God coming over Israel, and we know the rest of the story, that they entered the promised land from there. I want to ask you today, so what do your eyes normally see? What do your eyes normally see? Have you been in the desert for 40 years and the possibilities of what could God could do have gone dim in your world? Well, can I stir you up today? God is a God of possibilities, and if he has said it, he will do it. If you know that you will be healed, you will be healed. If he said that he will change your family dynamic, he will change your family dynamic. If God's put a thing in your heart that one day you'll preach the gospel, you will preach the gospel. If God has put a desire in you to pray for the sick and they will be healed, keep praying for the sick because they will be healed, amen. Don't let 40 years go by and the possibilities or the perspective of this world change your vision, because God has a vision for your life. God has a vision, and he has placed it into you. When you gave your heart to God, the Bible says you became a new creation. That's because he birthed vision into you that the enemy cannot steal unless we give it away. Amen. So I want to encourage you today, take hold of that vision. God is a God of possibilities. And I don't know about you, but the possibilities in my heart are way beyond planet Earth has ever seen before. Come on. There has to be a righteous church rise up to see these things happen. And I'm thinking it might be you and me. Come on. Can we do this, church? Keep our eyes. Have God eyes. Have a God perspective for our life. Like Phineas, to have God eyes is to see what's happening now as well as the possibilities. This isn't about being naive. This isn't about being naive to what's going on in the world now.
But we have a spiritual set of eyes inside of us. And the church is called to, as much as we see in the natural, we are called to see in the spiritual. So there's things going on in this world right now that we don't like, and we talk about the book of Revelations and all that, and we go into prophecies forever. And I love all that stuff. It's there. It's real, but I don't see it with my spiritual eyes. I just see the possibilities of what God can do through it. Amen. He will turn all things together for good. All things. There's not one thing that he won't turn together for good for those who trust in him. Do any people in this place trust in him today? I'm pretty sure it's full this morning. Albert Einstein said this: time is relative. Its only worth depends upon what we do as it's passing by. Time's relative. Its only worth is what we do with that time as it passes by. If we allow ourselves to see the faults in people and the faults even in ourselves, I argue that we are devaluing the time given to us. If we are focused on faults, if we are focused on issues, so-and-so said, so-and-so did this, the news says this, did you know, but this and that happened. If we are focusing on these things, God has given you 80 years and we are devaluing what he's given us. Time is precious. We can do so much. We can change the world. We can change our perspective and our lives and our destinies and our future. Or we can gossip. We can change everything around us, people's eternities. We can speak life, or we can get stuck on Channel 7 every single night watching the news. Come on, those things still happen. It's okay to watch TV and see what's going on, but don't be consumed with it. Be consumed with the possibilities of what God wants to do. Time's too precious to be spent on what so-and-so has said. To be spent on revenge. What everybody's doing wrong. Time's way too precious. It's okay to see these things, but don't stay there. You know, the psalmist said in Psalms 102, I said, oh my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all the generations. Of old you laid the foundations of the earth and the heavens and the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment, and like a cloak you will change them. And they will be changed, no doubt. But you are the same, and your years have no end. Hear this, God made all things, including the heavens and the earth, and all things will change and grow old. God made everything, and everything will change, and everything will grow old. But God himself will never change. Don't choose to focus your life on the changing things. Choose to focus your life on the eternal things. We can focus our life on what they did, what they said, the problems, or your insecurities, what's happened to you in the past, and all those things are valid. They all happened. And we can choose to spend our life on them, or we can choose to spend our life on eternal things. The soul of a man, the soul of that person that said something to you. Forgiveness is eternal because forgiveness changes the person who gets forgiven. Amen. So let's focus on eternity, on the eternal. Have God eyes. God sees outside of all this time. Come on, God, give me your eyes to see outside of time and see that person forevermore in eternity. Amen. If you want to grab your Fantail lolly, hold it in your hand. You'll eat it soon. It'll taste delicious. There's some things in life I really, really love. Things like Fantails, Coca-Cola, a glass of port. I really love these things because they never change. Every time I sip them, Every time I eat it, they're exactly what I expected. I love that. Whenever I have a drink of Coke, hey, I'm just like, oh, you're always there. You're always there. The writing on the packet that you're holding in your hand, have a look at that. There's all little words all over it. Little and blurry. I'm glad they're blurring today. The writing on these packets represents everything you wrap yourself up with in life. Hurt, past events, a person, a word spoken over you, things that have happened to you, or even a victory that happened 20 years ago, or winning the lottery, or love, that love, perfect love you got through somebody. We wrap ourselves up with these concerns, hurts, assumptions, and dislikes. This is part of humanity. We tend to just do this all the time. Like those words on that wrapper, there's something beautiful in there. And we've wrapped ourselves up with it. Now grab that. We're social distancing in mind, so let's not throw too far. But just throw that lolly down on the ground. Let it go. Let it go, Bobby. You can do it, brother. And if you just look at that, now you have God eyes. See, God perspective is you see the fantail and you lust after it. But in the same gaze, you can see all this. God outside of time. In the same gaze. And here, that's your life there. Now, God knows everything written that you've wrapped yourself in. That's how the Bible says he actually knows every hair. He can count the number of hairs on your head. Intricately involved in your life. But he also has this perspective. He can see the generations. The Bible says that heaven's got a crowd of witnesses. I always imagine him worshiping like this morning with millions and millions and millions of people in heaven. God's perspective. You know, there's a Jewish concept, and it's God in heaven, and he just lifts up the edge of his robe and he goes, "Oh, a universe down there. I created that." It's a God perspective. And so you've wrapped your life up with these things. You've, for a year now, you've been carrying that hurt. Wrapped up whole year of your life. 365 days with lots of hours in there. You've wrapped it up. You've wrapped your life up. And God sees it, but he also sees the perspective. God sees the possibilities of who you would become if you just let go of that little bit of writing on your wrapper. Now just grab that, pick it up. That moment's getting closer. Unwrap your fantail. Scrunch up your paper and put it in your pocket so we don't have to pick it up later. God's not looking at what you've wrapped yourself in. He sees a clean slate. He sees a new beginning. He sees the blank canvas. He sees the possibilities. To see as God sees, we need to see people like this. Don't look at what they've wrapped themselves up in. Look at the soul that's crying out. And that's the reason why you're there. God brought you there. Not to be consumed with their problems and to take on their burdens, but to pray and intercede for them, to speak life into them. Because underneath their wrapper is a blank canvas waiting for you to speak words of hope and to rewrap those people, to speak words of life, rewrap those people, to speak possibilities into your spouse, rewrap your spouse. Speak possibilities into your girlfriends and boyfriends. Rewrap them with God possibilities. Speak hope speak destiny, speak healing, speak faith. You know, we have a thing, and I have a thing, sorry, in my world personally, that if I can't speak faith, I don't speak at all. We are the Christians, which means we are the ones that bring faith to the world. So if we aren't speaking it, nobody is. We're in a world that needs faith to believe in the possibilities. The only true possibilities are those that are found in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. That's what God sees. Michael Altshuler says, "The bad news is time flies, but the good news is that you're the pilot." From God's perspective, our lives were started to have no end. Wow. When God creates, He starts and it has no end. Eternal perspective. Just in finishing up, you can eat it. You can enjoy it. You've worked hard for that today. Hope you didn't drop it on the carpet first. We did vacuum. Yeah, false teeth. I just want to finish with this thought, and it's an amazing, powerful thought. And it's not just for the Christians here today. If you haven't experienced this yet, it's possible. But Christ covers us. Christ, when we give our hearts to Him, wraps us up. I love that when God looks at our lives as Christians, He sees redeemed. He sees forgiven. He sees His child. He sees washed clean. This is because He sees us through the pure, eternal blood of Jesus. That blood that was shed on a cross. The Bible teaches us that that blood lives for its eternal blood. Here's the thing. I love this. You know, this is, you go into the Old Testament, you know, the blood cried out. And like you go to the Old Testament. When Jesus was on that cross, His blood that is eternal soaked into the soil of the ground. And that eternal blood of Jesus lives forever in the soil and the foundations of this earth that we live on. And then He rose again. And you might have remembered the blood that I talked about last year, the RNA within inside of blood. I believe that within the RNA, which is like a, I don't know what the correct word is, a substance within the DNA of a human being. In my studies, the RNA that God breathed into Adam and Eve still is in your blood today. I went as deep as I could scientifically to get to that. That to this very day, the blood of God is still inside of every human being. And our blood cries out for its creator. The earth cries out for its creator. Jesus enthroned in heaven, the whole of the heavens cry out for its creator. Let's wrap ourselves up in who Christ is. Let's wrap ourselves up with possibilities. Let's wrap ourselves up. The Bible says that He will give you a mind of Christ, and we get the mind of Christ by reading the Bible and wrapping ourselves up with the living Word of God. It's alive and it's eternal. Amen. Romans 4:7. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, you and I, and whose sins are covered. I wonder today if Jesus is prepared to look at us and to see us with possibilities and eternally with Him. And if He's willing to cover us, can we not ask God to help us have God eyes for other people? He's willing to do that for us. Are you willing to have the same eyes that He has? Rather than seeing the problems, we see the possibilities in people, amen? Your time is valuable. Church, spend it on possibilities. People are precious. Church, have eternal perspective for them. We are covered, so let's cover each other. Let's cover this world. Let's cover this district with the joy of the Lord. Let's bring the word and the power of God. Choosing to see with God's eyes. Do you receive that this morning? Amen. Choosing to see with God's eyes. Why don't we all close our eyes? I just want to close in prayer. I'm pretty confident today it's everybody in this room. So while your eyes are closed, why don't you just ask God, God, would you give me your eyes? Would you help me see? I'm saying, God, God, give me more of your eyes. Help my vision not be focused with the world and its circumstances and its way. But God, give me clarity to see spiritually with God's eyes. God, help us all today to see people and see possibilities. Just, your neighbor doesn't need to hear you say this, but just inside, why don't you just ask God? The terminology we use, because we lack terminology, is to see in the spirit. Why don't you just ask God to help you become a person that sees in the spirit realm? Because here's the thing, is the spirit realm's not distant, it's not weird, and it's not unobtainable. The spirit realm is more real than the realm you've allowed you or you've been growing to see in. The spirit realm is actually more real. It's so real that right now, the Holy Spirit fills this room. It's so real that right now the presence of God is like a cloud in this room. It's so real that the Spirit of God, the Bible teaches us, is inside of every one of us. He actually dwells, lives inside of us. That's how real it is. There's just a curtain that stops us seeing when we look with our natural eyes. God, help us, I pray, I ask, to see spiritually, to see people and see possibilities, because that's only in the spirit. To see people and to be able to speak into how you've created them and the possibilities, to be able to speak that stuff, because we actually see it and we don't see the attitude. We actually see through a lens of love and grace and mercy, and we don't see the words that they're coming to us, but Father, rather we hear the cry for you. We hear the need for hope. We hear the call for love. We hear a person who knows no other way. So we choose to not judge them by what we're seeing in front of us, but we speak to them with the possibilities that are eternal into their world, over our community and over our world. Lord God, that's what we want to be. We want to be people like that. So we pray for that today. And while your eyes are closed, you might be hearing, you're listening to all this and you're just like, man, I really just want to give my heart to God. This is like really good stuff, and it is really good stuff. And you want to start on this journey, and you at this point, you don't know what to do. Well, it's as simple as this. The Bible says through faith we are saved. Through faith. not through repeating my prayer, coming down the front, or going to church. You can go to church for 20 years without being a Christian because you haven't placed your faith in Jesus Christ. By faith we're saved. So you're here today, and what do you do next? You give your heart to God. So every eye is closed. And if you want to do that this morning, I'm just going to ask you to lift your hand, not for any reason, rather than I want to pray and just be able to see who I'm about to pray with. So just boldly, every eye is closed, could you just lift your hand if you want to start a journey with Jesus? I'm just going to look a couple of times. Just nice and boldly lift your hand this morning. Thank you. I see your hand over there. Thank you, sir. Best decision of your life. Is there anyone else here this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pray. And I just want you to own this like it's your prayer. I'm going to pray on your behalf. Father God, I come to you today. I just want to thank you. These words have rung true to me. So today I acknowledge that God, first of all, you are real. And I acknowledge that Jesus came, the Son of God, died on a cross 2,000 plus years ago. But he also rose in victory so that I can live in victory. So today I choose to follow him, not a man, but I follow the Son of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Today I choose that I also will live in victory. Father, I ask that you would uncover me, take off those wrappings that I've placed around my world. Father, I just speak right now that those spiritual those spiritual curses would be broken right now in Jesus' name. As this gentleman leaves today, he walks out born again. He walks out a new creation, washed in the blood of Jesus, a conqueror and victorious. Father God, he does not walk out bound and wrapped by words spoken over his life. And that's possible because of the blood that Jesus shed on that cross. We thank you for that. So God, I thank you that today I can call myself a Christian. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Church, can we put our hands together just one more time?